This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports, sports, sports. We're going to talk the sports. I promise the sports are going to happen. Anybody go see Jeremy Piven yesterday?
We got a couple of tweets from people that were actually in the building at the Agora, in their seats, and they were patiently awaiting the entertainment bonanza they were about to be confronted with Jeremy Piven.
How do you think it went?
The 1.5-hour thrill ride, Kenny.
How do you think it went? Wait, he did 1.5 hours?
I imagine.
Of course he did.
What did he do?
He had to do at least 1 hour.
Pivmaster does what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, Piven, that guy, his charisma.
That was awkward.
His stories. Okay, you know what? I blame us.
Why? It's not my fault.
It's up to us to extract the genius of Jeremy Piven.
He wouldn't allow it. And one, he was nice. He was a nice guy.
He was super nice.
Okay, eraser phrase.
Maybe too nice for what your guys are about to do in this thing.
Well, hold on.
He's a nice guy.
About
I'm not going to rip him.
When I told anybody how nice he was, somehow, some way, we know 1,000 people who have had either they've eaten dinner with him. It's so bizarre. All these people are like, he was a jerk.
And someone told us a bizarre story that I just didn't believe.
Yes. And I'm like, yeah, I imagine at 40 years old, when that show hits, he's already been in a slew of movies. He's been on Seinfeld. He's probably a jerk at that point. I think a lot of our listeners would be jerks. They say they wouldn't. I bet they would be.
I wouldn't be a jerk.
You say you wouldn't. I bet you would be. Hey, you've thrown staplers in here. People would say you're
true. Staplers
we have producers that would say Ken Carmen's a jerk.
I
threw it at the trash can, and I threw the water bottle in the trash can, and it was a regular plastic bottle of water.
Things, but a trash can is not one.
I did not throw it at you.
Sound like the Sklar
doesn't
brothers.
Matter because you can't tag me on these stupid videos anymore, Keith, because I blocked the fan on Twitter after your last little video. Thank you very much, buddy boy. Okay, who went to Jeremy Piven last night?
Yeah.
Can we get a report from anybody who went to Jeremy Piven?
Yes, and let me just be clear here, because what's going to happen is, Kenny, someone's going to pretend like they went to Jeremy Piven, and they're going to call 216-474-0092. And then they're going to weave us a story. Right. Weave us a tale of Jeremy Piven.
Or they're going to call.
We only want truths here.
Or they're going to call during Coming In Hot as Jeremy Piven. And
listen,
that'll happen later
that
as well.
Either, no. But we can't stop you from doing that.
No.
We can stop you from perpetrating falsehoods right now at 216-474-0092.
I just want to know how he did. How was it? Was it a good show? He did the. I tried to give him a chuckle for the Sylvester Stallone.
You love the Stallone.
Oh, I didn't. I got him.
Kenny,
I
after
didn't.
The segment I goes, didn't. That's in the top 100 Stallones that I've ever heard.
You did.
I didn't.
Yeah. You did say, I know more about Stallone than you
did. I did not
Jeremy.
Say that. Yeah. I did not say that to him. I did not say that. I only said one thing that I've known more about something. And by the way, people were coming up to me at the TV station yesterday and go, of course you know more about football than him.
Wow.
That's not even a question. No, not Piven, the other
Piven
person.
Piven obviously knows the most.
I was like, guys,
I'm just going to go ahead. I'm doing one now.
Wasn't trying to be mean-spirited.
Who knows more football? Yep. First, it's Jeremy Piven, obviously.
He's number one. He
then
knew about the
Ken
Bears.
Carmen. Then it's, sorry, JP, but you're down there third.
Wait a second. He really liked Baker Mayfield when we were talking to him.
Yeah, he did.
He really liked Baker.
He did.
And so for some Browns fans, that would put him above everybody else.
And he liked the joke he made about Baker so much that he told it on every other show that he went on.
Not only that, he told us a Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl joke that I'm pretty sure was the most popular joke on Twitter after the Super Bowl about him having more yards than the Kansas City Chiefs.
To Jeremy Piven.
And then he said,
he was nice to
us. I don't
want to
rip through my jokes.
He's got to have a writer, right?
So I imagine that he's not going to go out there without a net, so to speak.
90 minutes without a net would be pretty sensational. Hey, it'd be great. I think it'd be great if he's just like, well, I'm out of material, and now I got another 45 minutes. You guys got any good jokes I can steal?
Now I'm going to do crowd work, of which I've never done before. Here we go. Be a little dangerous.
It is dangerous. So if anybody knows anything about the Jeremy Piven show last night.
Somebody had to go.
I knew a couple people that were going, but I'm not sure about anything else. We'll find out. He's in Pittsburgh tonight. Watch him mess it up and say Cleveland again.
I picked a peck of Piven peepers.
Use the coming in hotline on the 90 on the Odyssey app. You gonna post a video of that audio? That joke? Keith? Jerk. You know, I had a real good one earlier. I didn't post that one. Got a humdinger about Jeffrey Dahmer coming up.
Hold on.
What?
We take it cold?
No, I'm not taking anything cold.
Oh, come on. No. I want to hear
can
from
answer
the people.
It. That sounded bad. Let her screen it. Let her figure it out. I'm not taking it cold. We'll figure out if anybody went to the Jeremy Piven.
Somebody went.
I don't know how many people
it
went.
It wasn't an audience of one, guy that tweeted us.
He was like asking you.
He did ask. He asked very nicely.
That'd be nice on a private Piven show.
Piven was asking you to go. I don't know why neither of you guys went.
He hung out in wrestling. Cleveland for 3 days.
He did it.
And people were noting that he was wearing the exact same jacket all 3 days.
Okay, we do have a Piven person here. Mike and Chardon, hello.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing wonderful, Mike. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah, I was actually going to call in this morning to thank y'all because I heard the interview on Tuesday and decided, what the hell? I liked Piven in a lot of stuff he was in.
Tell
Big Entourage, man.
Tell me it was good, please.
Mike, yeah. Mike Piven does have the what the hell factor. Yeah. I guess I'll see him.
He did have that. He definitely had that last night. Took my wife. He started a little slow. His first opener was
they
terrible.
Picked up where he
what
left
did he
off
say
here?
In the opener? What did he say?
The first guy who opened for him was terrible.
Oh, the second guy was opening for him. Okay.
Yeah. The second guy was great. Piven started a little slow, but for the first, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour, once he got into it, it was awesome. I was laughing my butt off.
Oh, that's good.
He even called out Stipe was there hanging out.
They're old friends.
But then the show, like the last 20 minutes or so, is kind of like, time to wrap it up. And then his little surprise at the end, he pulled some guys in from the audience who were, I'm assuming, obvious plants. And they played it. He got on drums and they did a few songs at the end. It was a good time. But especially for what the tickets cost, which was not much, it was a great show. I had a lot of fun. So thank
okay,
you.
Mike, you could. It's either the NCAA tournament today, first session in Cleveland for $8 a ticket, or Piven for whatever you paid. You're saying Piven.
Only because I am not as in love with basketball as I once was in my youth. Like, I'm kind of passively. I've got a couple brackets and I'm paying attention, but to see Piven in town, like, basketball is basketball, but I had a good time at that
pivot.
Show last
Did he do a Q&A? Because that's normally a big time waster for the guys that don't have a lot of material.
No, he did not during the show, no. There were some people that were throwing some comments at him, and he responded here and there, but for the most part, he was very good with the audience, so...
That's good to hear.
That's great.
That is good to hear.
That's
Mike.
Great. Mike, I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you very much for checking in with us. That was.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad
that
you enjoyed
the pivot.
That is
good to hear, because I got a little nervous. I got a little nervous from some of the reactions. And he spent all that time in Cleveland.
Can I take one more?
You can get one more in.
Thank you. Danny and Lorraine, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Went to the show last night. It was fantastic. He was hilarious.
Good.
Yes. All right.
Good, Danny. Because some people in the room, they seem a little cynical.
I'm not being cynical. Yes. You're the cynical one. I'm not being cynical. I want him to do well. He was very nice to us, Danny. How long was
everybody
he
had a...
Go ahead.
No, yeah, everybody had a really good time. It was fun. It was not really a very packed show, but that was kind of disappointing. But he was funny. His openers were good. The first guy, he kind of sucked. He was a Pittsburgh guy. So
those guys,
all he did
suck.
Was all he did was dog Cleveland, and that was his joke.
Oh, that's what people.
That's
Cleveland
what
like.
The guy did.
They love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really funny. But no, and then he finished the show with he had a band that he came up. He had people hiding in the crowd that were a part of a band that weren't. You know, a part of the crowd, and they ran on stage, and he was calling for people who could play music to come on stage, and some guy actually jumped on stage and was like, oh, yeah, guy, you gotta go. You're not part of the band.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that was funny, and then they played, like, three songs. They played a Hendrix song, they played, I can't remember the other two, but
I mean, talk about triple threat.
Yeah, it was all funny, right. Though. They played a great show.
Can I ask you real quick, how many guys were in the band?
It was him playing drums, bass, guitar, and some guy playing harmonica.
Okay, three guys. That's
surprised
okay.
The band didn't headline.
Man. Three other guys. Because it's like if he pulled out like the London Symphony Orchestra out of there and go, how many people were actually at the show just to see the show? Here they all come. Boy, you guys are really interested in the brackets.
We've got two for Piven right now.
JB and Olmstead, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning, JB.
Yeah, hey, Lima, if P-Jack needs any tickets today, just have him text me.
All right.
Anyways, I was gonna go to Piven, but after your interview the other day, luckily I canceled it. So I appreciate that.
You were going to go to Piven and then you didn't, or what?
I did not go once I heard him on your stage.
Oh, come on. That's not fair, JB.
Come on, JB.
This is not necessarily representative of what a show would be.
But I did find out that Betsy and Bridget were there.
Oh, come on, JB. See, damn it. You got to hit that.
It's 9:45 when you do that.
That's one against Piven, 2-4 Piven. Jim in Strongsville, I'm sure this is going to be great. Go ahead.
I just don't understand. You know what, Lammy? You are so petty. Anybody that even has slightly more success than you, you got to try to bring down. You got to rip everybody down that's had slightly more success than you. Oh, they're terrible. Oh, they're a joke. Listen, don't be such a petty little man. Don't be a petty little man. You should be renamed Lord Basketball, because that's what you sound like, you basketball snob.
They have Juan Thornhill sending pictures of my nose out there on social media.
That's all I got to say. Grow up, Lima.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
So it seems like everybody had a good time. Yeah. Seems like everybody had fun.
All right, good. I'm glad people had fun with Piven.
See the power of this show. We can pack the Piven performance.
Coming up next, when you don't know who to trust, you just want to walk away and go see Piven. That's coming up at 8:22 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.